Andrew Schneider on KNIA, KRLS Radio, from the finish line at the NXR Heartland Regional, where Kanan Dunham, the runner-up here today, earning a trip to Portland. First of all, how exciting is it? I know this has been a goal for you for a long time, to be one of the best here in the region. How special is it?
Yeah, this is so special. Freshman year, I think I got 100th or something like that. And I was like, man, it'd be awesome to race there one day, but I wasn't super confident with that. Then sophomore year, I got 22nd, I think. So one place out of all team or whatever, the top 21 get like a t-shirt kind of stuff. Then last year I got 6th, one off from going. So this year I just felt it, and yeah, God brought me, God gave me a super incredible gift, and yeah, I can't wait to just give him glory over in Portland.
And the race time temperature, 26 degrees, there's 3 inches of snow on the ground. This is not typical for anybody. What today in particular for you were you able to do to navigate these really adverse conditions?
Yeah, so I just knew going into it that it was going to be challenging. Talked with a lot of people that ran before me. They just said that it was slippery. So I got a little bit longer spikes this time. And just like watching where I'm stepping. Also just enjoying it too. I thought halfway through, I was like, man, this is awesome just being here with these guys. Like, these are some of the best guys in the country. And being able to race against them is awesome.
Well, it felt like in between mile 1 and 2, you really made a push to get up into that runner-up spot. What kind of gave you that extra gear about that midway point of the race?
Yeah, so it was the last hill. I remember I pushed up a little bit harder. I broke one of the guys that was right next to me. And that's what kind of gave me the extra little push to keep running for it. Just like watching where I step to, being careful to not slip or anything like that. Just having fun with it, going out and seeing what I can do.
Now, I don't want to make too much about this, but you're the top finisher from Iowa, and that, of course, means for the first time in a long time in a 5K, you were able to beat Quentin. It was close, but obviously, I know that for you, you've battled these guys in Iowa, and that competition has made you better. How special is it just to have at least one of these things against all these elite runners in Iowa?
That's just cool. Not many people can say that they beat Quentin. Even in these conditions, Quentin's amazing. He's just so fast. So I can't wait to go to Portland with him.
And just how much better has this made you over the years, do you think? I kind of asked you it at state, but now to see it here, how much better has it made you to race against Quentin and Caleb and Jaden and all these incredible runners?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I'm super glad to be able to race with him. Like, super humbled to be able to be at this level. But like I said earlier, we just sharpen each other, make each other better. This is why we race, this is why we train, to race these guys and to compete with them.
First person you got to hug was Dad, who I know has been your lifelong coach and supporter. Not shortly after that, Coach Cutler. I know both have meant so much to you. What does it mean to be able to celebrate not only with them, but so many people that are up here for the girls who had a great race as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, like I said, incredible. I'm super happy to share this moment with them. These are some of the most important people to me. So, just being able to celebrate with them is just an incredible feeling.
The remarkable Kanan Dunham, the runner-up at the NXR Heartland. He's headed to Portland, Oregon to race for a national championship. Huge congratulations, Kanan. So proud, and I look forward to whatever you can accomplish in a few short weeks.
Thank you.